Kyle Walker, very well. I'm doing very well.
So I have to prep for the interview, and I'm looking at your Twitter, and the last post you had my New Year's resolution, read more and write more. That includes my social media. How you doing with that?
Not so good on the latter.
Yeah.
as you can see, like, I don't know, man. I don't. The tweet thing, the tweet game, it's off. Everything I try and tweet is like, wow, I don't even care about this. Why would other people care about what I'm saying when I don't care?
Yeah, you know, I was just having this conversation with somebody today. I love social media. I do it. I have to do it for work. I do it for family and personal stuff a little bit. But it's gotten a little overwhelming. So now you almost don't want to say anything because you don't want to get in trouble. You know, you don't want to do 140 characters because why do you want to be yelled at?
Yes, I mean, Donald Trump is doing such a fantastic job at it. You know, let's just let him let him just take over, right?
Let's let the most powerful person in the world do it. We'll just not do that. I do like your Instagram, though. You do have very cute kids.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, Instagram is more my jam. You know, here's a picture of what's going on. It, you know, it paints 1,000 words. So there you go.
And did I read that your bandmate Dan, lead singer, had twins yesterday?
You did. You read correctly.
So how has having kids, like, changed? Obviously, it changes your life, but how has it changed the band? Because when you guys started, no one had kids, and now that's not the case.
I mean, it's a little rough, to be honest. I mean, there's some rough patches where you don't see them for a few months, and, it, you know, they completely change when you come back, and it's like, oh, okay, just missed 3 months of your life, but, you know, there's worse things. You know, that, you know, military people give a lot more of their time and sacrifice more, so, you know, in perspective, it's not so bad, but, you know, we do try and bring them on the road as much as we can, you know, in tour buses. And it's kind of becoming a little bit of a, like, we're going to have a daycare.
I know.
I have 2 kids. Yes. He has 3 kids. And we're going out on tour. You know, we haven't announced our tour yet, but the other people in the other band have some kids. So it's going to be like a nursery thing going on, which is, you know, pretty rock and roll, if you ask me.
At the merch table, like, you should sell, like, Imagine Dragon onesies.
That's actually a great idea.
We are talking to Wayne from Imagine Dragons, and of course we're playing Believer here at K104. Congratulations on the single. Congratulations on the video. I guess you're happy that you weren't the one that had to box Dolph Lundgren from Rocky, who's in the video.
Yeah, you know, when the concept was sort of being formed, we were all on the phone. It's like, I was like, cool, this is a great idea. I think I should just, like, you know, do some guitar on stage here and there. That sounds great. Awesome. It sounds good. I don't want to get punched in the face by Dolph Lundgren, but apparently Dan is, you know, he's more hardcore. So he trained for 2 or 3 solid months, you know, went on a really strict diet and, you know, cause he wanted to look like a boxer. And, you know, if you know Dan, you know, he doesn't ever do anything halfway. So this also included his boxing. So he actually did get hit in the face quite a few times, pretty hard hits by Dolph, which is, it's not a joke, you know, it definitely rattled his brain.
Well, hey, you know, that's commitment to your craft, right?
Yes, he's that.
You know what, I actually teach radio and television production, too, on the side, and we teach with Adobe Premiere, and it's like a whole editing suite, and I saw that Adobe's actually has like a contest where people can edit a video for you guys and submit and make like $25,000.
I mean, it's one of those things, some things are just no-brainers. Like, you know, when a company like Adobe, which is so, it's such a great company, and, you know, when they come up and say, hey, you know, we want to give one of your fans $25,000 for editing your video, I mean, it's like, what's the downside? Exactly. So it was an easy thing for us to say yes to, and we're super excited. You know, apparently there's been like thousands, like they've been overwhelmed with downloads of the content. So a lot more than they thought they would get of people, you know, wanting to edit it themselves. So we'll probably get a lot of entries, and there's going to be a lot of stuff to go through. But we're really excited. It's such a hands-on thing, and obviously $25,000, you know, that's no chump change.
I think I'm going to assign it to my class like a homework assignment, and then take 10% if somebody wins.
Hey, do it. Hey, do it yourself. Download and do it. Find out how to work that stuff.
Well, thank you, man. Congratulations on Believer, and congratulations on everything that's gone on with the band. I have a short list of bands that I want to see live, and on that list is you two and Imagine Dragons. And your tour is yet to be announced, but it's coming.
Yeah, yet to be announced tour, but it will be this year, and things are going to be happening sooner rather than later. I know it's annoying. It's annoying for me, too, to not be able to say this stuff, but you know, we got these whole press people that are like, you know, hey, this is the way to do things.
All right, Wayne from Imagine Dragons is going to play Believer right now. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Big fan. And thank you for your time.
Oh, of course, man. Thank you for your time.